Welcome to Sheikh Suleiman Mosque. This historic site was constructed between 1118 and 1124 in the Fatih district of Istanbul. Originally ordered by Empress Irene Komnenos as part of the monastery of the Pantokrator, the architects remain unknown. After the Great City events in 1453, it was first transformed into a dervish lodge and later into a mosque by Sheikh Suleiman Efendi. Following the Sabali fire in the 18th century, during the reign of Sultan Mustafa III, the mosque underwent restoration and a minbar was added, thanks to Kazgan Hasan Aga, the chamberlain of Aisha Sultan. Between 1930 and 1975, it served as a mosque, and during roof repairs in 1950, it was discovered that cubes lay beneath the tiles, although the roof was renewed without altering this structure. In 1975, the minbar was added once more by the Fatih Mufti's office, allowing Friday prayers to resume. The mosque was restored in 2014, and its most recent restoration finished in 2017. An intriguing feature is the still operational well within the mosque. Originally serving as a tomb chapel or monastery library during the Byzantine era, its interior features four corner niches, beneath which lies a burial chamber with eight niches. Additionally, there is a nearby Byzantine cistern. As a small-scale place of worship, Sheikh Suleiman Mosque embraces its identity achieved through various Ottoman-era additions.